Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Welcome back to Sports Talk here on the Big 870. Mike Dottiglia along with Charlie Long. We'll tell everybody at 5:45 we'll have our Bet 365 triple option feature. A little after 5:20, Eric Henry for 247 Horns will come on to talk to us about certainly a couple players from the University of Texas joining the Saints, and Kelvin Banks Jr. and also Broughton. The defensive tackle, get him to talk about that. Certainly what's happening there, too, Charlie, in baseball. Man, it was looking good till this weekend. And then that old Southwest Conference matchup didn't turn out too well for Texas. But good news for LSU football this weekend as they landed a commitment from the number one safety in the transfer portal, A.J. Halsey. And I was telling you this off the air. This is his third team now. Because he started at New Mexico. He was at Missouri City, Texas High School. And he almost went to University of Louisiana Lafayette. How about that? But ended up at New Mexico, played 1 year there, was a starter right off the bat. Man, the guy can play. He's smart. He's instinctive. Then he transfers over to Houston, where he's been a starter the last 2 years. Last year, he was a first-team All-Big 12 honoree. 74 tackles, 5 pass interceptions, and he broke up 7 passes. He has started at both free safety and strong safety for the Cougars. No, he can play, Charlie. And why I say that is, I'd been told by maybe somebody that I think was partially right. He was never going to play again for Houston. That either he was going to the NFL or he was transferring. So, I did my little scouting report on AJ, and LSU got them by somebody here that I think he steps on LSU's campus. He's going to be your starting safety, and he can play both. He could play both free and strong, and that has not been a strong spot for the Tigers. Man, you got to go back years of when you could say the safety position was a real strength for LSU.
So let's dive into this a little bit, Mike. Halsey's the number 17 player that LSU's brought in from the transfer portal this offseason. They are shoring up some key holes. And, you know, when we were talking with all these reporters that were watching all the practices during spring football, they were saying, oh, wow, this edge rusher group looks awesome. Defensive line looks great. What didn't look great was the safety room. And so what do? They go out instantly once spring football is over and they go out and get AJ Holsey. My question for you, Mike, is, you know, yes, he's probably your day one starting safety for 2025. What does that safety room kind of look like? Because they also got DeMarcus Cooley from NC State earlier in the offseason, Mansoor Delane from Virginia Tech. He's a corner, but I know you've talked with me about him that he could also play safety. You know, how does that room kind of shape up, you think?
I think the North Carolina guy and Halsey will be your starting safeties.
And you think Delane will be a
I think
corner?
Delane will be your nickel guy.
Okay.
If not on the edge. So I got to see the freshman. You know, can that impact happen? Because that young man, everybody I've talked to says he don't play like no freshman. And that's why he was the number one rated cornerback in the country, too. But I feel better about the corner position than I did about the safety spot. And, Charlie, in this ever-changing world of college football, you better have a safety that can cover these flex tight ends who run like receivers, but they look like a tight end on the hoof. You better be able to match up. And LSU has had some real difficulties playing teams that have some talented tight ends and over the top. They've given up some deep passes. So I think you're going to see both transfer guys as the starting safeties for 2025, and you get tested real quick. That Clemson quarterback can spin it.
Yeah.
And so you better be prepared and to open the game again the year on the road. And this time in their version of Death Valley in Clemson, man, you talk about that's another tall mountain to climb. Now, eventually, Kelly's got to win a first game. Eventually.
Maybe.
But he's going to do it on your money. It ain't going to be mine. I ain't betting a nickel on it that he would do it. After watching what I've seen the last couple of years, the way they've started the season.
Yeah, you know, it'll be interesting to see. This is months away, obviously, Mike, but what the early spread's going to be for LSU at Clemson. Because
LSU favorite.
No kidding, huh?
Yep.
Wow.
It has started as LSU favorite and hung at that line. It's either 2 or 2.5. One time I saw it, it was 3.
Whoa.
But every gambling person we've had on says the same thing, and this is what I don't like. LSU's going to win. Man, I don't like to hear that consensus stuff. I would much rather it be a split decision because, man, what did we hear last year? LSU got this against USC. The year before, LSU got this against Florida State.
Yep.
And year one, LSU got this against Florida State then too. Whiff. So, man, everyone we've had, and I've asked them specifically about that game, they were, LSU's going to break the streak. Well, you're eventually going to be right. Eventually, you're going to win that opening game. But, man, Clemson is a tough pull in game one in their backyard. It's no neutral site here. And they got a couple cats up front that can rush the quarterback. And my biggest worry, now, once they sign Halsey, I think it's going to solidify the safety position. Man, I got to see what happens up front along that offensive line.
Yeah.
Because that, when you lose 4 guys to the NFL, and, you know, how that all works together, and this is, my old neighbor Joe Clark used to always tell me, Mike, you 3 games into the season before you really know about your offensive line. He said it takes that long. You don't have preseason. You know, now the way they practice, you know, there's hardly any hitting going on. And how 5 guys work as one, because that's what an offensive line unit's about. It's like a dance group you're watching. And somebody's out of step, okay, you can figure it out real quick. It's the same thing along the offensive line, that 4 guys can get it right and 1 guy gets it wrong and, bang, you give up a big play. Or the running back missed the block and he gives up a sack. Or the tight end whiffs on a guy and gives up a pressure or a tackle for a loss. That, to me, is the biggest concern and the biggest unknown. Because of the fact your big addition this offseason was a guy you had a year ago, Garrett Nussmeier.
Right.
Not a lot of teams can bring back that starting quarterback.
Clemson
and hopefully a healthy Chris Hilton. Because I think that makes a difference. How I would play LSU, Because if he wasn't playing, I'd crowd the line of scrimmage. But on the first or second play against Clemson, I'm going to tell Chris, I don't care if I complete it or not. Haul tail downfield, and I'm going to throw it. And that free safety, he ain't cheating up on the line of scrimmage no more. He ain't going to do it because he's going to be scared that I try to hit you on that deep pattern.
So a couple of things about Clemson, Mike, before I get back to Halsey, because I have a couple notes on him too. You know, if we were talking with a listener last week that wanted to ask about, who are kind of the early prospects for 2026, right? And Clemson's got a couple of them, to your point.
The big fellas
on the defensive line with Peter Woods, the defensive tackle, and TJ Parker, the defensive end. Like, that's going to be a huge early test for LSU's new-look offensive line. To your point, though, about Halsey in you know, the secondary versus Cade Klubnik for Clemson in that passing attack, I think it's going to be really fascinating. Halsey brings in a lot of pedigree. I know that you and I were talking off-air about this, Mike, that he could have potentially come out after this year and entered the draft,
sure, but could've.
He decides to come back, you know, a 6-foot, 215-pound senior. He was 74 tackles, 5 interceptions, 8 passes defended last year, all Big 12 honors in 2024. With Houston. So he brings, you know, some playing experience, obviously, at the Big 12 level with Houston, but also great numbers last year. And, you know, before that, he was the defensive newcomer of the year for Houston in 2023 with 98 tackles, a guy that's not afraid to be physical from the safety position. So a couple of different questions. Like, obviously, we'll get more into the Clemson-LSU matchup in a couple months when we're getting closer to it and we know more about the rosters and we know more about that. But Clemson's passing attack, Mike, it was a lot of guys, if I'm remembering correctly, a lot of receivers that were like freshmen and sophomores that are coming back, and you have the signal caller coming back just like LSU does with Garrett Nussmeier. Clemson's got a good one of their own with Klubnik.
What I guess, now the one kind of negative I see with him, and you know, a lot of times this happens with young quarterbacks or even old ones too now, he don't like people in his face. They're not like it at all.
It'd be an early test for that new look defensive end room.
Now, if you watch that South Carolina game, it's a perfect example. When he had time to throw, he was on target. But boy, when South Carolina got after him, he was bailing out of there as quick as he could. But man, he gets in stretches where he really looks good as a passer. You can see the rhythm with him, his ability to set up and quickly throw the football. It's over the top and it's clean. But when somebody is around him, he feels it almost like a step before most guys do, if that makes any sense. He sort of senses it a little bit quicker, and that's the one thing I see with him. If I'm Blake Baker, I tell Harold Perkins, you see that dude that's going to get the ball? Get after him. Mm-hmm. And make sure you disrupt his passing rhythm, because that's what it's all about with him. And does he have that same sort of habit this year? Or does he try to break it a little bit? But I have noticed that is one negative with him. He's athletic. He's got a strong arm. He's accurate. He is a little streaky. But, man, that is a major test for LSU when you're going up against a guy that can throw the football like what Cole can. We come back. We'll have on with us Eric Henry, who covers the Texas Longhorns. We'll talk football, baseball with Eric. Covers it for 247 Longhorns right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870. Mike DeTillia along with Charlie Long and on our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line. From 247 Horns, covering the Texas Longhorns, Eric Henry. Eric, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Not a problem. Appreciate y'all having me on.
Vernon, I was going to ask you about Vernon Broughton first because, I mean, you know, he kind of gets overwhelmed because of what happened with the first overall pick with Kelvin Banks Jr. But I know one thing, the Saints know all about him because they got it, the former Longhorn defensive line coach in Bo Davis, and Bo got a nickname for him. He called him Chicken Legs. He said he got skinny legs like a chicken.
Not surprising. Got to spend a little time around Bo Davis. Always good for a nickname or two.
Oh, yeah. So tell us a little bit about Vernon and his impact. Certainly against the run, an area the Saints have had some difficulties against.
Yeah. Just going to say, most definitely, the thing with Vernon Broughton, and I think – you know, you really can – it's fitting that Vernon was selected by New Orleans because, of course, Bo Davis having coached Vernon Broughton for three seasons. The thing about him is he, along with Alfred Collins, who was selected by San Francisco in the second round, those guys – you know, some people can look at the counting stats and say, okay, you know, they only really played 1 or 2 years. What are you getting? Well, you got to remember that Texas has had a lot of success with that defensive tackle room over the past few years, whether it's Mauro Ojemo or Keandre Coburn. Then 2 years ago, Tavondre Sweat, Byron Murphy. So with Vern, the thing with him and Alfred Collins to an extent, but of course, you know, for the purposes of this conversation, we'll talk about Vernon Broughton, was it really was a matter of him being patient, being willing to trust in the process, round out his game, and just understand that it wasn't anything he was doing, just the fact that he was behind NFL-level defensive tackles. He is the most fundamentally sound defensive tackle of that entire group. And again, that includes a guy in Byron Murphy, who was a first-round pick last year, and Tavondre Sweat, who was the Outland Award winner. But you talk with anyone, whether it's Bo Davis or this year's defensive line coach, defensive tackle coach, who took over for Bo Davis and Kenny Baker, and the thing they say about Vernon, he's always going to be in the right gap. He's always going to make the right IQ play, does a great job as a run stuffer. And the thing that I think really impressed me most about his game this year was just taking on the challenge of being an all-around defensive tackle. You know, with AC at 6'5", 315 pounds, Alfred Collins, he was kind of, you know, pegged more as that, you know, traditional run stuffer, right? It was like, Vernon Broughton, we need you to line up at DT, or maybe we need to line you up outside, you know, at a heavy package at end. Vern took on the challenge and really became an every-down player. I think that was really impressive. And I think he was able to do that in New Orleans in the NFL in really quick order.
Eric, one of the things I see different, and I think this is all having to do with Steve Sarkisian. When he was at USC and Pete Carroll was there, Coach O was there, they, you know, the headliners were the Reggie Bush guys or the Matt Leinart or Carson Palmer or Mike Williams. But really what they won up front, defensive line, offensive line. Sark saw that there. Then he goes and coach for Coach Saban at Alabama, which has a similar situation. Now, it's great to have, you know, yours and Arch at quarterback, But that's the big difference I see with Texas today that wasn't necessarily in place 5 years ago. Their talent and talent depth along the offensive defensive line.
No, I would completely agree with you. And I think it's interesting you make that delineation where you say kind of Steve Sarkisian part one, where he obviously, you know, was reared under Pete Carroll and, of course, you know, went to Washington. And then kind of Steve Sarkisian part two, where he goes to coach under Nick Saban. Here's the thing about Steve that I think gets lost a little bit in translation. And, I don't know if this is necessarily a byproduct of his time coaching under Nick Saban, because if you look at his numbers, you know, he's got a 1,000-yard rusher every year. And I think a lot of people kind of, you know, think of Steve as, you know, obviously being a former quarterback at BYU, someone who's coached a lot of receivers, coached quarterbacks, and is considered one of the, you know, the brightest, sharpest offensive minds in football. But Steve really does want to run the football. I mean, I'll fill you in here a little bit, probably to the detriment of some Texas fans. I shouldn't say the detriment, but to the angst of some Texas fans over the past few years, is that they've wanted Texas to maybe open things up, throw the ball a little bit more. How does that change with Arch Manning coming up compared to Quinn Ewers? Obviously, Quinn went in the seventh round, and I was a big Quinn Ewers guy. I think Quinn probably took a little too much of the blame here at Texas at times. But Quinn did have his deficiencies, right? So we'll see how things change in terms of opening the offense up and going downfield. But no, to your point, Steve really is kind of an old school guy in that he wants to get things going with the run first and then establish a pass. And as you said, that starts up front, the offensive line. And then yes, defensive line as well. He inherited a lot of talent on the defensive line, as I mentioned, with the former defensive tackles prior to him arriving. And then the ones he's recruited in the year since.
Eric, looking at Kelvin Meigs Jr., the first round pick of the Saints in the draft, the 9th overall selection, the word that keeps coming up every time we bring up Kelvin Meigs Jr. with all these draft analysts is just safe. A very high floor level prospect and a guy that was a 3-year starter at Texas, played 13 games in his freshman year, 14 in his sophomore year, 15 of the 16 in his junior year, all in total, 42 of 43. So durable, reliable, safe. All these words just keep getting thrown out about Kelvin Meigs Jr., and it has a lot of Saints fans excited for what should be another bookend tackle on their offensive line.
Yeah, I mean, listen, they should be excited. I mean, hopefully this doesn't get this interview cut short here, but as a native of Tampa, Florida, you know, I'm a Bucs fan, so the first thing after KB was drafted was like, man, I guess the Bucs are going to have to deal with their edge rush. You have to deal with Kelvin Banks for a decade. But no, here's the thing, and it's funny you frame it in terms of safe. I didn't understand the conversation. I'm not saying this just because I cover Texas. I'm just speaking objectively. If you told me I had a left tackle who could step in as an 18-year-old freshman, earn a starting job, never give up that starting job, and only allow 3 sacks over his entire career, that's supposed to be someone I'm supposed to want to tinker with to move to guard, that was something that really befuddled me, guys, to be honest with you. You know, because and yes, it's draft time, and you got to have something to talk about, and you kind of overanalyze prospects. But I heard this conversation about Kelvin Banks moving to guard. That's ridiculous, okay? I mean, I guess to your point, when you talk about him being safe, maybe he doesn't have, you know, he's not a 340-pound freak athlete with and kind of the, I don't know, I guess for lack of a better word, raw way that, you know, maybe some prospects, you know, in terms of like, oh, man, you know, they have this really high ceiling. If there's something wrong with being a decade starter at left tackle and being, in my mind, a perennial Pro Bowl player, and KB, I think, will probably make some all pro teams, at some point in his career. If that's safe and that's, you know, not having a high ceiling, and I'm not picking on your words because I've heard, you know, other people say that, I'd take that 10 times over. So, yes, I think New Orleans is getting a bookend left tackle for over a decade.
Eric, if you think it befuddled you, it really befuddled me. That, okay, this is a guy that has started every game at left tackle from his sophomore year of high school throughout his college career. And now all these geniuses that got all these analytical nerd comments about players that rarely ever turn out to be true. But then they say, well, you know, he was a little bit better than what the numbers say. Okay, you got a way out. Kelvin Banks is going to play left tackle. Okay, bottom line, you didn't pick him to be a left guard with a top 10 pick. You picked him to be your left tackle. But again, I heard it and it befuddled me as much as it befuddles you. A little bit about Texas baseball, a rough outing this past weekend against that that old Southwest Conference for Arkansas. But, man, what a great job Jim Schlossnagel has done there. I'll be honest, Eric, before the season started, you know, people thought they might be a top 25 team, but nobody thought they'd be this good. Man, he everywhere he goes, he puts W's up. And that's what I want in a coach, a manager, you name it. That dude, he knows what he's doing in that inside that baseball diamond.
And listen, you took the words right out of my mouth there. Did I necessarily expect Texas to rise to, you know, a team that's, what, 30-something and 7 and being number one overall in the nation? No. But Jim Schlossnagel, all he does is win. Look at his track record. And this is when, you know, being around this team day in and day out, I think I really started to say, okay, this team probably can exceed expectations. Is early on, I would say, even still in non-conference play, they just were head coach, and they were echoing all those cliches and some of those things. You know, all right, it's you know, goes in one ear and out the other. But here's the thing with Jim. It was very clear to anyone who was remaining on this roster after he reshaped it and his vision, went out and got some key additions like Ethan Mendoza and Jared Spencer out of the transfer portal. Some of the guys he didn't want, you know, went to other programs. You're going to do things the Jim Schlossnagel way, or there is no room for you on board his program, right? That's what stood out to me, is that all of the guys bought in from day one. And the proof is in the pudding. Now, I will say this. You talk about that Arkansas series. Here's what concerns me about the Horns down the stretch. Jim has emphasized that Texas is going to face some adversity, right? It's not going to all be smooth sailing. And, yes, they did get a lot of those SEC series at home. You know, they hit the road, lose three at Arkansas. But when you lose Max Ballou, who's the reigning Big 12 player of the year, is going to be out for the regular season, should make a return by the time the NCAA tournament rolls around. You lose Jared Spencer, who was your Friday night starter. There's only so many of these, you know, injuries to big-time guys that you can take, right? And especially that Texas really struggled hitting the ball at Arkansas. That kind of makes me wonder, okay, listen, Jim has done a great job with this team, but are some of the factors, some of the injuries, some of the things just coming back to bite him? We'll see. We'll see. There's still time in the regular season, but I think that's just something to keep an eye on. But to your point, yeah, he's done an excellent job with the team in year one.
Eric, before we let you run, LSU's playing Arkansas this upcoming weekend. For our LSU fans out there, I want to get your scouting report of Arkansas, just because, you know, they kind of slumped a little bit, and then that series against Texas was such a statement series. And from the get-go on Thursday, where Root just throws a complete gem on the mound for Arkansas, and then, you know, the bats. The bats have been so good all year, but it was kind of viewed as like a strength versus strength against Texas, because Texas's pitching staff had been outstanding all season long. But then, man, Arkansas's offense just shined this past weekend. I want to get your scouting report on them.
Yeah, super quick. No, I'll say this in terms of Arkansas, if there's one thing that you were concerned about is, you know, listen, their bats have been a little bit streaky. And as you mentioned, they've been up and down this year. I kind of liken it to Texas A&M in the sense that they got up to a bit of a rough start, had, you know, kind of had to shift some players around because of injury. They're hitting their stride maybe a little later than some Hogs fans would have liked. I think matchup for LSU this weekend. But no, the thing with Arkansas that I took away from this series is just a scrappy team, right? And when they get things going, they go in a hurry. So no, certainly going to be an interesting matchup here as we get closer to a SEC baseball tournament time, heading over there in Hoover, Alabama in a couple weeks.
Eric, thanks so much for joining us. Man, great insights on the Longhorn football and basketball program, but baseball program. But I'll tell you this, Arch Manning kind of threw water on that. Little Arch is only going to play 1 year
at
Texas. Yeah, he came on last Monday with Bobby Hebert and I. He was like, come on. But I told Bob, there's no Manning that came out early for the draft. Arch Manning going to play two more seasons at University of Texas.
It's my expectations. That wouldn't shock me as well.
Thanks so much, Eric. Appreciate it, bud.
Appreciate you having me on. Thank you.
All right. Eric Henry does a great job covering the Texas Longhorns for 247 Horns. When we come back, it'll be our Bet 365 triple option feature right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet.
Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, it's our Bet 365 triple option feature. Steven, you first.
Well, I'm looking at the kicker from the Baltimore Ravens, Justin Tucker, after 13 seasons, was released today. We know it's amid those allegations involving massage therapists, but there were also football reasons behind this as well. He finished 28th in field goal percentage last year and tied for 15th in 2023. Tucker's been amazing, though. His career in Baltimore, 8-time All-Pro, 7-time Pro Bowler, NFL 2010's All-Decade Team. He's got the longest field goal in NFL history at 66 yards, and he has the highest field goal percentage in NFL history as well, minimum 100%, and has made 89.1% of them. But I'll always remember him for this faithful kick.
Tucker is the kicker. Sam Cook is the holder. Morgan Cox, the long snapper for the Ravens. Snap is down and the kick is up. And it is no good. The kick is no good. Justin Tucker misses the extra point. 24 seconds left and the Saints up 24-23.
Yeah, missed that extra point against the Saints. The black and gold getting a win against Baltimore there. And that, you know, that faithful game would be completing the circle for Drew Brees, would end up beating every NFL team in his career after that night. And I learned a lesson too, guys. That was my first year on the sideline, and I was walking back, not even paying attention to the extra point, when all of a sudden I see Cam Jordan on the sideline, you know, elevating and jumping. I look back and I see kick no good, and I'm like, oh my Lord, I thought we were going to overtime. This game, you know, it ended up being an onside kick that Alvin Kamara recovers, and the Saints, you know, Drew Brees takes a knee, and that's history, folks.
Steve, to teach you a lesson.
Yes,
you
sir.
Be attentive 24/7.
I learned to not turn my back on a play, for sure.
But Charlie and I were talking about this in the first hour. The fact that he had never missed a kick in high school, never at Texas, But it was the look on his face, yeah. Like, what the, what happened? You know, how did I miss it? And you're right about that. I'm going to take the other side of this with you. If he don't have them allegations, he's kicking for the Ravens in 2025.
Agreed.
That was an off year, but I'm just telling you that those allegations, that sealed the deal that he wasn't going to be back in Baltimore. And guys, I think his career is over.
Yeah, that's going to be tough to touch for teams. I've seen crazier things obviously happen throughout sports and the NFL, but it definitely doesn't look for Justin Tucker getting another gig anytime soon.
Nope. Charlie?
Guys, I'm going with a couple SEC baseball notes here. For one, LSU dropping 2 of 3 at Texas A&M. All the folks that are panicking, they are tied for third place in the SEC standings at 15-9 in conference play. They're only behind Texas, who dropped all 3 to Arkansas this past weekend, which after a 19-2 start for the Longhorns, which is still unbelievable, they're 19-5 right now. Arkansas is 17-7. They're number 2 in SEC play, and they're coming to LSU this upcoming weekend. LSU's tied with Georgia at 15-9. And then you kind of go down the standings. Tennessee's 14-10. Vanderbilt's also 14-10. Alabama, Auburn, Oklahoma, and Ole Miss are all 13-11. And then all the way at the bottom, you know, South Carolina, who they wrap up the season with, is 5-19. LSU wraps up the season with. And then poor Mizzou, 0-24, guys. Got swept by Georgia this past weekend. I mean, I know that Missouri's come out and said that they haven't put enough, I guess, into their baseball program, and that's pretty evident with the product that they're putting out there every single weekend. But what I want to bring up here is the RPI update, because we're starting to get into the time where RPI really, really matters.
Yeah, it's 2 SEC series left.
It's the difference between teams maybe on that borderline of being a top 8 national seed, maybe being on the borderline of being a regional host, a top 16 seed in the NCAA tournament, which is only a few weeks away. Georgia's number 1 in the RPI right now, guys. Texas is number 2. Vanderbilt's number 3. Auburn's number 4. Arkansas's number 5. You sense in a theme here, by the way. And then LSU is number 8 in RPI. So they're right on the borderline. It's going to be kind of interesting to see how they end out the season. These next 2 weeks are going to be supremely important. Number 13 is Alabama. Number 14 is Tennessee. Number 15 is Florida. Number 17 is Ole Miss. 22, Oklahoma. 33, Mississippi State. 35, Texas A&M. 41, Kentucky. And then you have South Carolina at 62 and Mizzou at 155. But I don't think it's out of the question. I know we talked with Todd Walker about this last week, Steve. We could potentially see 14 SEC teams in the NCAA baseball regionals.
Unreal.
I really don't think it's out of the question. I believe it. The teams are kind of on the borderline, right? When you have Texas A&M and Kentucky, who are both like 10-14 in SEC play, we've always said like the magic number to reach is kind of like 13. Texas A&M has a weekend series this upcoming weekend against Mizzou, so that should be 3 wins booked for them. And then we'll see what Kentucky does to end the season. But Mississippi State is kind of surging. Like they're playing good baseball at the right time after firing their coach. I legitimately think that it's one of those situations where you could see 14 teams sneak in.
Wouldn't be surprising, Charlie. The Rams and Matt Stafford made it official today. They have finalized the deal, and he's got a new $44 million contract. Now, $4 million's already been paid, and the other $40 million is fully guaranteed. So now Stafford's on the books for $58 million over 2 years. And he will get $84 million over 2 years. So for Matt Stafford, I mean, the key here is to keep him healthy and upright. Because the one team, Steve, close your ears for this. You don't want to hear this. The one team the Eagles don't want to face, the Rams.
No, I agree.
Nobody gave them more trouble than the Rams. And for a team that, they do well in the draft when they got picks, but most of the time they don't have any. Man, that is a team now that if you're looking for a team in the NFC that could kind of unseat the Eagles, I think the Rams kind of have a little bit of formula to maybe go after them because, man, they came inches close to beating Philly in Philly and in bad weather. Interesting now that the Rams are basically saying for the next 2 years, Matt Stafford's going to be our quarterback, and he can still sling it. Now, again, he's getting at an age where injuries sometimes takes a little longer to heal, and now he got a new weapon, Davante Adams, to go with Puka Nacua.
It's a pretty nice weapon.
Now he's going to drink from the fountain of youth. Watch it. That's it for our Bet 365 triple option feature. Finishing up here in hour number two of Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettey along with Steve Geller, Charlie Long. Steve, got some Pelicans talk in the 6 o'clock hour.
Yeah, Jake Madison, Locked On Pelicans podcast, will join us. Talk some Pels and also NBA playoffs. Things are really, really heating up there. Interested to break it all down with Jake next hour.
Yeah, and they get about 24 hours and then the NFL schedule release because they got that lottery next week. And the NFL, bang, you're going down for the count. We'll be back with more Sports Talk right after this news break.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Some people follow the rules, I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.